Police fear retaliation after clearing out Antifa squad. By Chris Tomlinson on October 11, 2020. Police have said they expect violence and retaliation from Antifa after a massive operation involving 1,500 officers to remove extremists from a long-standing squad. Around 57 extremists were removed from the Liebig 34 squad in the Friedrichshain district of Berlin on Friday morning, with officials saying that only a few offered physical resistance. However, police also stated that they expect retaliation for the far left in the German capital in the coming days in response to the operation, Die Welt reports. According to Die Welt, law enforcement expect attacks on police vehicles and properties as well as potential attacks on public transport infrastructure and other actions. The aim of the actions is to put the capital in ruins, a police source said. 1,500 officers from 8 different German states took part in the operation, which began at around 7 a.m. The area around the building was cordoned off and any demonstrators were dispersed from the area. Some police were attacked on nearby streets, however. The evacuation comes 2 years after the anarcho-queer feminist residents association living in the building had their 10-year commercial lease expire. Following a long legal battle, a court ordered that the building be given over to the owner and the squatters removed. According to Tagesspiegel, no booby traps were found in the building, something that has been seen in prior Antifa squats. For example, in 2017 Berlin police discovered that extremists in the Friedel 54 shop had rigged electricity to doorknobs in an attempt to electrocute officers. Prior to a raid on the shop, officers turned off all electricity to the building, which made the attempt to electrocute police unsuccessful. Later in the day on Friday, Antifa members in Leipzig expressed solidarity with their comrades in Berlin. Leipzig has a notably violent Antifa scene which has caused millions of euros of property damage against construction companies and even attacked a construction company employee in her own home last year. Follow Chris Tomlinson on Twitter at @TomlinsonCJ or email at Tomlinson@Breitbart.com.